Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, democratic choices. There are occasions at election time when you're lucky, when you look at the range of candidates and there's one person that you genuinely believe in and who has a good chance of winning. But let's face it, those times are rare. More often, we end up choosing the candidate who's fine, who's better than the other guy, who might at least advance the causes we care about just a little bit. But there's nothing wrong with this. That's what democracy is all about. If you're electing a president, as they are right now in France, then of course you're unlikely to end up with a candidate who you wholeheartedly support. They have to appeal to at least half the country, and as we all know, there are lots of different competing views in a country. I say there's nothing wrong with this, but some would disagree.
Je suis déçu et je vais même pleurer toute la nuit.
In France, there are some who are considering abstaining in the second round of the presidential election because they don't like the choice on offer. That would be a foolish enough position in a normal election, but this is no normal election. There is a choice in France, Emmanuel Macron or a far-right politician with Nazi supporters in her inner circle who has denied French involvement in the Holocaust and who's vehemently Islamophobic. Within moments of the first round poll estimates being released on Sunday night, both the socialist candidate Benoît Hamon and the Republican contender François Fillon had publicly announced that they were backing Macron.
Il n'y a pas d'autre choix que de voter contre l'extrême droite. Je voterai donc en faveur d'Emmanuel Macron.
Yet for the hard left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon, this was too much to swallow. He has so far refused to do the same and is instead asking his supporters for their views. This is a cop-out. What respect Mélenchon may have won during the campaign from those on the mainstream left has surely now evaporated. It doesn't matter if Macron was a banker, if he's neoliberal, if he's trying to appeal to everyone. There is a choice between a fascist, an actual fascist, and someone else. In that situation, someone else is the only choice.
De la vie politique française.
French voters had an astonishing array of candidates in the first round. They could choose the person who most closely aligned with their own views. But now, in the second round, those who don't like Macron have to get over it. Democracy isn't always about voting for the person you love.
L'ensemble des Français.
Sometimes it's about stopping the person you hate. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.